suoni.
Hey, did you hear? The school has a radio.
What you talking about, dearie?
Only 90.9. They play bangers only.
Ah, indubitably.
Only 90.9 FM Oneonta. Keep it locked in, people.
The Department of Veterans Affairs is so innovative, it not only improves the lives of veterans, it transforms the lives of healthcare professionals who serve them with access to the latest technologies and remarkable benefits. Transform your future at vacareers.va.gov.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONI Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, May 6th, the Be Well Fest is being hosted at Chase Gym, including activities such as rock climbing, massage therapy, yoga, dance, and more. The Be Well Fest will be happening from 12 to 4 p.m. once again at the Chase Gym. Also on Wednesday, the Empire State Service Corps will be hosting their Comfort Over Chaos event, which allows a space for students to relax, study, and refuel before finals. This will be happening from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Union Square inside Hunt Union. On Thursday, May 7th, the Terpsichorean Dance Company has the first showing of their Spring 2026 show starting at 7 p.m. in the Goodrich Theater. More showings are happening on Friday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 5 p.m., also in the Goodrich Theater and Fine Arts. Tickets are available online. On Friday, May 8th, head on over to the Midday Music Backyard Barbecue, where you can enjoy food and music, which will be happening from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. in the Quad. On Saturday, May 9th, the Earth Festival, which is an annual celebration of sustainability, community, and environmental stewardship, will be happening from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Chase Gym. And on Sunday, May 10th, join WONI for our senior brunch and send-off happening in the Craven Lounge located in the Morris Conference Center at 1 p.m. This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
Yo, what's up, everyone? DJ Nosfer Mark II coming in hot this morning. I think we're on episode 117. That's what I think. Can you hear this in your headphones over there? Christy Funch.
Oh, wait.
Funch. Who's fun?
I'm fun.
That's correct. We have a fun show this morning. I think it'll be fun. It's always fun in here anyways. Sorry for my voice sounds like I've been through the ringer. I've been sanding and taking polythene off of doors.
Good times.
Oh, so good times. And then on top of that, I'm like, if there was like a poster man child for allergies, that would be me.
You could get sponsorship for that.
I could get a sponsorship for that. So somebody out there listening to What's in Your Pocket, please give me a sponsorship because I would very much take it. It's finals week here. We have graduation coming up, and it's good to be out of this semester. I'm really looking forward to the summer. I have very sad news. Everybody get your hankies out because you can start crying now. And for those guests that are listening to me that are supposed to be on later this month, I really apologize. The studio up here is shutting down after Friday. Hey. They are doing a ton of work in Hunt, as they have been doing a ton of work in Hunt. They might as well just knock it down and build a new one with all the work they've been doing. But it's going to look super nice. And we are happy about this. However, I can't have any shows after Friday, and it's very sad because I had some really awesome guests planned. They will come back, and we'll get them in late August, September. But we have three this week, and we're going to start today with Christy Funch, who is also a staff member up here at the great SUNY Oneonta, and we're going to learn all about your life.
Oh.
That's the plan.
All right. How much time do we have?
Not enough. We don't have enough.
All right.
But it goes really fast. But we're going to listen to... a song first, then we're going to come in and talk about all your stuff prior to SUNY Oneonta, and then we're going to listen to a song, and then we're going to talk about stuff SUNY Oneonta to present.
Woo. Sounds great.
Now, how do you think about that?
I'm thinking that's a great plan.
That's a great plan. Okay. We're going to listen to this Alice Cooper tune because I'm infatuated with Alice Cooper again. He comes and goes in my life, but he's here because I picked this album up recently. So we're going to listen to this first, and... Hello, hooray. is the name of this, and it's an amazing song. Here we go, and we'll be back in a minute with the fun of all funs. Okay, we're coming back. We're talking. We have some kind of technical meltdown up here. I don't know what's going on. So we're not listening to a song. We're just going to talk. You ready to talk?
I'm ready to talk.
We're doing it. We're just talking today, folks. Yeah, maybe it's just because they're ripping everything down. I don't, it has nothing to do with it. I just don't know why this isn't playing, but I'll figure it out at some point. Anyways, I could just sing the entire song if you wanted me to, but yeah. I'm not going to do that. But the first line of this song, Hello, Hooray, is Hello, Hooray. Let the show begin. I've been ready. Let the lights grow dim. I've been ready. And I'm ready for Funch.
Ow.
Christy Funch. Okay. So what I like to do is to kind of start back at exiting the womb, where that happened. And then we're going to work all the way up to when you came to our wonderful city of Oneonta.
Sure, yeah. Well, I'm from Syracuse.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
An orange, yeah. Orange
I'm
one.
Orange, orange, yeah. And
interesting.
Yeah.
Soundgarden.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Grace Jones is from there, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No
yeah.
way.
Yeah, and I saw her perform there in a Greek restaurant.
Okay.
Back in the early 90s.
How amazing was that?
It was pretty amazing. She's everything that you would hope for in a performer.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would be so intimidated to be in a room with Grace Jones.
It's a bit much. Yeah.
I would think I would be like, oh.
Yeah. And a statuesque, like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah. I mean, she's huge, yeah. right? She's super tall.
Yeah. Just gorgeous.
And absolutely stunning. Oh, yeah. I mean,
gorgeous
just stunning.
Person.
She was in that James Bond movie.
Sure. Yeah.
If you didn't kill.
Yep. That one. Yeah. So, yeah, I grew up there, public schools, then went to Hamilton College.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Hamilton College.
Hamilton College is a
out.
Very cool, artsy,
yeah,
fangy.
My
high school girlfriend went there for flute.
Okay.
There was some amazing flautist that taught there or something
mm-hmm.
like that. So.
Yeah, great collection of people, really small classes. It was really good for me. It was
Saratoga? No.
Clinton.
It's in Clinton. Okay.
Yeah.
It's
in Clinton. That's yeah. And I was an English and dance major there.
Okay.
And, but, you know, given what it is, I also was taking Latin and, you know, all the other things.
It's like a private liberal arts, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Then from there, I went to New York City, as you do. I had a brief job, my first gig as a professional dancer in Albany, then moved to New York City and was there for a couple years.
So you lived in Albany?
Yeah, very briefly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I grew up near there.
Yeah. Still go there. I go there to Troy to No Fun.
No Funs?
Yeah.
Troy.
Which is a lot of fun, ironically.
Oh, it's awesome. I grew up in Schenectady. So,
okay. Oh, sure.
And I worked in Troy when I was in high school. Or college, at a place called Economy Furniture,
mm-hmm.
right over the bridge,
mm-hmm.
Lifting couches for a whole summer. That was not fun.
Yeah. It was rough there. I mean, in the, this was the late 80s or like right around 1990.
Okay.
And in Troy.
It was pretty brutal at that point.
Oh, they didn't have glass in the bars. It, everything was paper, like plastic cups.
Yeah.
Too sketchy to have glass. Anyway, I did some work professionally in New York and worked at Shakespeare and Company Bookstore and formed an all-girl band at that time.
Okay.
And was kind of, you know, was young
this
and
was
checking
in New York
out
City?
The city. Yeah, early 90s, Lower East Side.
And you were living in the Lower
East
Village. Side.
Yep.
Where, what address, what, like where?
Well, I was in the East Village at 1st Avenue and 4th Street.
Okay.
Yeah.
My daughter had just moved from Avenue B and East 6th.
Okay. Very different.
Orpheum. Yeah.
Different than it was back then. You wouldn't go past Avenue A back in the, I mean, you would, but
yeah,
only with, you know, a pack of your best friends.
It's super, yeah, it's fun. I mean, she was there. She moved to Greenwich Village. Mm-hmm. About a couple months ago.
Okay.
But her area was super, that area is super fun.
Still. Yeah, there's still a lot going on. Yep. And Nightclub 101 just opened. That's on,
yep,
Avenue A. That's a pretty great venue. It's a weird, yeah, now you can get bone broth and do all kinds of yoga. You know,
that's
back
correct
in the day was, you know.
You were not doing that.
Different things were on offer. Yeah, yep.
Is that where the Mars Bar is? Is that,
yeah,
that,
like, Mars Bar, downtown
Mars Bar.
Beirut, yeah. Pyramid Club, yeah, all,
yeah,
that,
yeah,
all the fun times. Yeah, so did that, and then after a couple years of that, was thinking that, okay, what, you know, what's next? How can I make this more serious? And this was kind of choosing between music and dance, and decided to go to graduate school for dance. So I went to Arizona State University.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah, yeah, so I wanted extreme difference in atmosphere and climate, and
yeah,
I found it.
Let's back up. I'm a backer-upper.
Mm-hmm.
All-girl band?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Sure, yeah. Well, it was, it started as a joke. It was colleagues and I in the basement working the stock room at Shakespeare & Company, and shared a lot of great taste of music. We were listening to X and Bikini Kill and
I
all
saw X a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah, they're still. Actually, John Doe just performed in Troy like 2 weeks
I
ago.
I know. Did,
yeah,
you go?
No, I didn't go. No.
He's got this, yeah, like new country kind of like acoustic thing going,
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel about that, but
it's okay. I've listened to it.
Hey,
I mean, X is great.
Your dream.
Yeah, I listened to Los Angeles the other day, like straight through, because it just popped up, and I was like, ah, you know what?
Sure. Oh, that's a great. I love that tune. Yeah.
Yeah, the whole album's great. I mean, it's a good, like, they were good when I saw them. I thought maybe she went a little nuts.
Sure, as you.
I mean, she was crazy anyways.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way.
Right, exactly.
But I saw them at Punk Rock Bowling in Vegas, and they sounded really good.
Mm-hmm.
John Doe just doesn't age either.
No,
I like everybody else aged, but he did not.
It's spooky.
Yeah, he looks so good. He sounds so good.
Yeah.
I was like, man.
Yeah. Yeah, he must have a Neutrogena sponsorship or something.
Correct. Okay.
The serums.
Bikini Kill. So Riot Girl stuff. Was it like,
yeah,
Riot Girl kind of stuff?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Singing?
No, guitar.
Oh, you're playing guitar?
Very bad guitar. Like, you know, A minor, E minor.
Sometimes that's good, though.
Yeah, it was
a lot
good.
Of times
it was fun.
Great.
It was fun.
Okay.
It was great. It was a great, it was good. Yeah, it was good times. None of the recordings survived. There are some recordings on cassette tape that are locked in a vault. We all agreed to, like, keep them there in the vault.
Sure.
So we'll see. Anyway.
Notable venues of playing from those?
No, parties days? Only.
Oh, parties only. Okay.
Parties only.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, so I had to make a choice about, nightlife of that or getting up early, getting the dance class, going to 6 hours of rehearsal, did a pretty different lifestyle.
Yeah.
Choices. So, but yeah.
And of course, choosing professions where you do a lot of work with sometimes little pay. Although, did dance pay pretty well?
No.
Yep.
No. I mean, and then, you know, you do things like side hustles, like, I'll be an adjunct teacher.
Oh,
that'll help.
here's $5.
Yeah, here's $5. Yeah, and you're like, thank you for the $5. And it was a different time, you know, industry-wise, there's a lot more co-authored contracts now and dancer agency and performer agency. I went from Arizona to San Francisco, and I was there for 25 years, and that's really where I had my dance career.
Okay, so what school did you go to, Arizona?
Arizona State.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, that's a good school.
Tempe. Yeah, it was a great school.
Yeah.
It was a great school. Amazing, like, facilities, and they paid my out-of-state, they paid all my tuition.
That was a bachelor's in dance or a bachelor's?
MFA.
Oh, MFA in modern dance? Or just
choreography and performance.
Oh.
Contemporary dance. Yep.
Contemporary dance.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've done the ballet stuff, done the pointe shoe work, but yeah, modern is more my more my milieu.
So?
Yeah, formed a company in San Francisco, performed, you know, with many other choreographers, toured internationally, and was always working side hustles, teaching, doing Pilates work, teaching yoga, teaching dance history, did other stints as an ergonomic consultant, all this kind of stuff to keep it together. And
sure.
And interestingly enough, I feel like all of that side hustle and piecing it together really informed and still does informs my work with the Career Planning and Networking Center.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about, you know, as an artist myself, you know, when I was in school, I was like, I want to be Angus Young. Like, I want to be the guitar player in AC/DC. You know, that's what I wanted to be growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I saw them
at
a young age, and I was like, that's it.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't I want to do that?
Of course.
You know, and
can't
then
get that out of your head.
No. And then I, you know, when I went to school, I went for music ed because I was like, oh, I'll be a band teacher. And
sure.
When I got done with that, I was like, I don't want to be a band teacher. You know, luckily I scored a job here teaching guitar, but you find ways, if you can, to have all the side hustles kind of be involved with what you're trying to do and piece together some kind of consistent pay.
Yeah.
That's even possible. Yeah. But the education system really allows you to do that. That's one thing about the arts.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you can, and also if you can hone in on some of the more, I would say, non-commercial art areas, if you can get into academia, they can fund you for that.
Sure.
You know, which is super cool because a lot of people are not buying necessarily lots of tickets to those kinds of things.
Exactly.
It's a very, you know what I'm saying? It's small, like,
it's
click
a
group of people, niche, that are like, oh, I'm really into that, you know?
Yes.
And you're like, oh, that's super cool.
And half of them are other choreographers or musicians. Right?
Yeah, most of them don't have any money.
It's like you're passing around the same $20. Right?
That's right. It's the same $20. Crazy. So you went to San Fran? No.
Yeah, San Francisco.
San Fran, which I've never been to.
25 years.
Always love to go to San Francisco.
Yeah.
I just haven't been up that high in Cali. I guess it's like middle.
It's northern.
Yeah, northern, because I generally stay on the east, the southern third of Cali when I go over there.
Where you can actually swim in the ocean.
Correct.
Yeah.
And, like, L.A. is my thing.
Okay.
Like, I'm an L.A. guy.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm all about the Sunset Strip and Santa Monica.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's beautiful.
It is. It's great. It's, and I like the scene there. Like, the music scene's much different than the San Francisco one.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad or good, just different, you know?
Yeah. There's this great band, Tropa Magica, out of East L.A.
Okay.
Very fun. Highly recommend.
They're still cranking?
Yeah, they're pretty new.
Cool.
Just came into the scene maybe within the last 5 years or so. Yeah.
Nice. I was just at the NAMM Fest. If you know anything about that, the North Atlanta, North America Music Merchandising Festival.
That's a big. I mean, I know that a lot of your students.
Yeah, which is pretty cool because I got to see. You know, you just meet a lot of random celebrities and stuff that are there, but I got to see Living Color. In a very small venue, which was super cool.
Yeah.
With a really awesome all-female band that opened up called The Violent Hour. They were pretty ballin'.
Great.
The Violent Hour. They were like...
writing it down.
They were like hair metal-esque rock. You know, what you would think from like L.A. But like super aggressive and super good live.
Woohoo.
Yeah, and it was like a great show.
Yeah.
Have you been to L.A.?
Yeah, I have been to LA. I've performed down there a few times. Never really found my footing. I had a lot of musician friends down there.
Sure.
And more than dance friends, but...
It's not for everybody.
Yeah. The time in the car is... I like to walk cities.
God, it's not a walkable city.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's so, very... Yeah. It's big. It's, you know, it's spread out.
Mm-hmm. Sprawl.
Yeah, it's sprawling. Yeah. Santa Monica's live. Have you been to Santa Monica?
Yeah, yeah. Now that's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. I love it there. Okay, so San Fran.
Mm-hmm. 25 years.
25 years, and your main gig there was just dancing?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I was running my own dance company and was pretty comfortably funded. Eventually, I mean, in the beginning, I was piecing it together.
Sure,
it's hard to say, like, oh, what was my main? I don't know that I'd even be able to. It's like, yeah, a big pie with, you know, 10%, like 10 different gigs.
Sure.
I remember, yeah, I'd consistently have 8 or 9 1099s every year to manage for taxes. Yeah, talk about good times.
No.
But yeah, pulling it together as a dancer in other people's works and then as a choreographer where I could, you know, write grants and subsist and make work on that.
Sure.
Plus all the teaching. And I appreciate what you say about the side hustle sort of clustering around your main interest, because I think for a lot of those years, I would feel a little bit like I'm being pulled in different directions. And it wasn't until I started to kind of mature into it that I realized, oh no, like when I'm in rehearsal, these things are important. And when I'm teaching, these same things are important. I'm the same person.
100%.
So, yeah. So I think that's good for young artists to hear and to have confidence in.
Yeah. No, I always tell my students who get out, cause I'm like, what do you want to be when you grow up? You know? Well, I want to go out and play music. Great. Know your way around a recording studio. Know your way around changing strings or adjusting the action on a guitar.
Yeah.
Know your way around making using Canva to make flyers.
Right.
Like you need to do this.
Yeah.
Because not only are those things payable things,
yeah,
but when you do music stuff, you have to be able to do all those things to save yourself money.
Yes.
Because otherwise you're paying other people to do it.
Yes,
so
exactly.
All those aspects are super important, mm-hmm, to be able to do. And it's all these little things that you don't think about.
Yeah.
If you can just get your hands dirty. Most of the time, all that stuff, and you know too from the artist perspective, is just time put in.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily hard.
Right, exactly.
It's just time. And, and we pick up on things sometimes quicker than other things. I'm still, you know, and as whatever I still, as I'm sure you do, like, I pick my guitar up every day and I'm like, every day it's a new guitar to me.
Beginner's mind.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay. And I'll do something. I'll be like, well, I didn't do it that way like 35 years ago. But that was because I was 15.
Sure.
And I didn't understand.
Yeah. And how amazing that is. That's so great. I mean,
no, it's great.
And I don't do that with a guitar. I'm really not. I do have a band, but I'm not playing anymore, if that makes sense.
Sure.
We can talk about that later. But it's the same with the body, of course. You wake up every morning and it's like, oh, wow, my elbows are still bending. Or, you know what I mean? Or what's that strange feeling in my back? Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, because that's even a different, like, that's just, I mean, guitar is physical, too. But if you're dancing, you have to kind of adjust with the times, as you know, and we all to like to admit it. But, of course, our bodies are every day getting a little older.
Hurtling towards.
Hurtling,
yeah.
Is what I would call it. Yeah.
And there's a tech director, Wally Holden was his name. Thank you, Wally. Shout out to you wherever.
Wally, you're awesome.
Who would describe things to me, like, because I'd want to do this crazy stuff, like, let's hang 1,000 vinyl records in this performance space. And he'd be like, okay, Christy, it's people, time, and money. If you have a lot, you know, if you don't have a lot of one, you need more of the other two.
Correct.
And so with self-production, like keeping that in mind. And if you don't like social media, and if you don't like making your own flyer, you better make friends with someone who does.
Oh, 100%.
Right? Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Like it's super important. People, time, and money. That was when I was, like I said, I'm working on this house right now.
Uh-huh,
just to bring up like, whatever side hustle.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like... And it, they don't even have to be good. I was like, we need, just need more bodies in
exactly.
here.
Exactly.
If you just give somebody something and, like, have them do something, it's like, because it takes a long time to sand a door.
Yes.
Like, you just have to have a body sitting there going,
yes.
Yeah. Like, a lot of times you just need, like, a physical person there.
Yes.
Even if they're bad.
Yes. Sure. Yeah.
Like, carry this thing over
sure.
here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, be nice to people.
Mm-hmm.
There's the key to being able to get people also to help you.
Yeah. No,
you
got
to be nice to people, like, because then they'll help you. Or help them, because
yes.
they will remember that.
They
right?
will, and it's a yeah. small, you can run, but you can't hide. Like, if you're, whatever environment you're in, if you think that your reputation's not going to come back to haunt or help you, you're wrong, right? So, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and we've been in that environment where, like, I remember one choreographer in particular I was working with was, like, audibly mean to many people, and sure enough, right, opportunities
yep.
dropped off for them. So,
of course,
yeah, yep.
No, that's, and especially in the music, you know, and you know this in the music world too. I always tell my things, I was like, help the bands on and off the stage, stay for the whole show.
Yep.
Don't, you know, yep. You know, count the money in front of everybody.
Yeah.
All of these things.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
Hey, what can I do to help this thing go? Can I help you put the PA away at the end? Like, if you do that stuff, people
yep.
are more willing to work with you in the future. And if you don't, they're going to be like, I don't want to work that person. And then they talk to their buddy and then be like, oh, don't work with that band. They're jerks
yeah.
and they don't stay. And
yeah.
like, you know, people notice the little things.
Absolutely.
You know, in the art community, because
yeah.
once again, we're just here for the art most of the time.
Yeah.
Because we know we're not, you know, we have to be very careful with the finances.
With the finances, yeah. And we're dealing with fractured resources. Whatever tiny amount of money there is for art gets
correct.
Fractured among all these wonderful people making it. So,
100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So you go out there 25 years.
Yeah. Yep.
Working it.
Yep.
And then what happens
then
after 20?
Then what happened?
some life event, probably.
Several
life events.
Several coalescing life events. Yeah. 2018, things shifted. And I realized things shifted with a living situation in particular where it got to the point where, and this was true in many cities, and you can't afford to move. Like, you've been at rent control or whatever for
yeah.
so long, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, this is a city where if I didn't have this housing, I wouldn't be able to.
Correct.
Anyway, so that happened. And I was also at the same time feeling the pull to Central New York because I love New York, and I knew that I always knew
that's
I wanted
awesome.
To come back here. Yeah, and wanted to be closer to parents, my parents, who are still in Syracuse, and I have a sister there now. Shout out to you, Beth. Thanks for
whoop,
all
whoop.
You do.
Beth.
Who is a SUNY Oneonta alum.
Oh, really?
Fashion.
Sweet.
Merchandising. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so I was planning on coming back here, but as life would have it, and I'm grateful that I was, like, flexible and open to the curveballs, came back to teach and perform in a conference in New York City. And while I was there, I got a gig teaching at Virginia Commonwealth University as a guest artist.
Okay.
When I was there, found out I got a Fulbright to Portugal. So
oh.
went there for 6 months. When I was there,
what?
I got a gig at Slippery Rock University in Pennsylvania. Went out there.
What just happened in the past minute that you're talking? I don't even know. Okay, wait, Portugal, Virginia.
Yeah, Western Pennsylvania, Butler. And this was during the pandemic. I was grateful
oh
and
God.
Thankful to have a gig out there.
Okay, so you're bouncing a lot.
Bouncing.
And teaching.
Bouncing and teaching.
Okay.
Mostly, yeah, teaching.
Mostly
university
teaching.
Gigs. Yeah, yep. And then scored a gig at Wagner College on Staten Island. Shout out
okay.
to
okay. Wagner's a good school, right?
Yeah, it was okay.
That's a small.
Very small.
Very small.
Yeah.
Private,
yeah.
too,
yes.
right? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
yep. A great dance department. But I was living in Astoria. And
oh.
I kept that gig for a couple
Astoria's
years.
Astoria's cool.
Astoria's cool. It's far from Staten Island, though. Get out your maps, people. That's a long, that's a lot of reading.
It's very far from Staten
that's
Island.
A lot of
and
reading.
I was talking to somebody the other day about the boroughs and being like, I've never played a gig. I played a lot of gigs down
yeah.
there in the city.
Sure.
And I've never played a gig in Staten Island. And I've never played a gig in the Bronx.
Ah.
For reasons of being, I don't even know if I could name any venues that are.
Right. Yeah.
It's on the island. It's all Brooklyn and Manhattan. Yeah. I played in Queens a few times.
Yeah.
Just because somebody was like, oh, you should play this thing.
Yeah.
You know, in Queens. But I was like, it's all Brooklyn and Manhattan.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And especially Brooklyn, right? Yeah.
These days.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Manhattan's cool, but you don't make any money in Manhattan.
No.
But you can make a little bit of money in Brooklyn. And there's a couple places, you know, Skinny Dennis, actually. Mm-hmm. Do you know Skinny Dennis?
Mm-hmm.
That place pays. They pay like $600, which is like amazing.
Yeah.
But a lot of other places, I mean, if you're hitting like Mercury Lounge, you're going to get paid.
Sure.
But I'm talking like you're playing at Otto's or some crap, you know, like, which is super fun.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like $40 and like, you know, a bad hot dog or something is what you're getting out of that, you know.
Yeah. 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 So that's like the deal at Alphaville or TVI. Yeah.
But it's still fun because this is random. I just like playing down in the city because it's random people.
Yeah.
Like I play around here. It's fun, but people go out and they'll come see Ran and like, it like random people will be like, oh, cool. We're just here this night. And, you know, and they, you know, especially just it's a lot of it's genre based too. You know, like, oh, hey, cool. There's like some kind of, you know, like I said, some kind of, you know, Riot Girl thing, or for me, it's rockabilly. Oh, there's a rockabilly band here tonight. Cool, awesome. We'll go see the rockabilly band, you know, because it's when you get to a city like that, you know, up here, there's like 20 people that like rockabilly.
Sure.
But like you get down there and there's like a couple thousand.
Critical mass. You
know? Yeah. And you're like, oh, cool, awesome. Like there's like, you know, 40 people here that like this.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, 20 more than the entire Otsego County. You know?
Yes. Yeah.
Which I'm just joking about, but it is true. Like, you know, the more people you get, the more you're apt to hit your little thing. So,
yeah. It's the people are there and they're going out because they're making sacrifices to live in a city that is pretty tricky at times and pretty gross, a circus and a sewer, as Lou Reed would say.
Yeah.
But they're there because they want to go out and they want to be surrounded by...
You don't live in New York City just to sit in your apartment. If you do, then it's because you just have been there forever and you can't move.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right, right? You're in the rent control thing where you're like, well, I have no money to actually move. Or go out, but but because the rent's so affordable because I've been here for so long, you know, and you get stuck in that cycle of whatever. But there's also a lot of free crap going on in the city, which is
totally
super nice too.
Oh my gosh, like over the summer especially.
Yeah, right? You can just go outside and just go see a million shows for free. Okay, so you're
I was at Wagner, did a couple years there, and then
2019?
I was like 2019. Okay, this was 20. No, all of that other moving around took quite a few years. So I didn't get back to Astoria till the 2021.
Oh, what'd you do during the pandemic?
I was gig at Slippery Rock University. I didn't cry. It was a great time. I feel a little guilty saying this, but it was a great time for me because I had a really good gig. I had a beautiful loft apartment for dirt cheap, and I I was at this visiting artist gig, and I was making a piece of choreography that was a 24-hour piece.
Oh.
And I had, because, you know, I didn't know anyone. I had moved there just for this gig, and at the time they were like, oh, yeah, I'm sure we'll be back in person with classes in the fall.
But they were still paying you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, that's a good, that's why it's good.
Yeah, so all classes were virtual, but I had a lot of time to choreograph, and I was out in the woods all the time, and I ended up making some dance films, and it was a really generative time for me. So no complaints. It was like a retreat, basically.
A lot of people had that.
Yeah.
I kind of did, but at the same time, I had to teach all this music stuff online, and that was not fun.
That's the lag. So hard for music, I know.
Oh, it sucks. I taught 22 hours of guitar lessons a week.
Oh, my God.
And it was a nightmare. Yeah. Like, I was just losing my mind. So
I had a lot. It was weird. I had a quote-unquote live accompanist for my technique classes through Zoom, and it was just, the lag was just, you have to just suspend a lot of control.
Control. Exactly. What's control?
As you do many times in life.
So, so then you go to Wagner 2021?
Yeah. Okay. So I was there for 2 years and had some really good, had pretty good funding from the Queens Arts Council and some pretty good gigs there. And of course, you know, did all the city things, but still was feeling like, okay, you know, I see where this is going. I could commit to an ongoing life of poverty down here. And so there was that. And then it was also, again, wanting to be closer to parents and wanting to be closer to Syracuse. So I started doing a job search, and I was originally looking for places along the Hudson River, including Troy. But this job became available, and it was the best thing on offer in the best location that I was looking at.
And it is time now to be like,
what's now?
What do you do?
Yeah.
Well, who are the people in your neighborhood, right?
Right.
Like, so what do you do here at SUNY Oneonta? Tell us about this and what year you started and... yeah, what's going on? Because I know nothing about any of this.
Mm-hmm.
I know you as the artsy person running around the city, and I see you at shows.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's mainly where I see you.
Yeah.
Like, out in the wild.
I try to get out.
You're like, oh, you're at the show. Wild.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, sure. Still like to go out. Still like to show up a lot.
Yeah, you do.
And
you're there.
Up here, it requires a lot of driving.
It does.
But I am the director of career planning and networking here on campus, and I'm very proud to work with some incredible people in that work. We are a staff of 7 now, and mostly we're here in the Hunt Union, but we have 3 internship facilitators that are scattered throughout campus.
Okay.
And we process 100% of all credit-bearing internships. So we help students find and apply, and then we ultimately register them for internships. And, drum roll, super proud about this, we've been able to distribute this year, it's a jackpot year, $500,000, over $500,000 we're going to distribute to students as internship stipends. We're at a place now where internships are paid. Right. There's no such thing as an unpaid internship anymore, thanks to funding from the state and the incredible work of University Foundation. So,
yeah, they should be paid.
They should be paid. Unpaid is unfair, right? You can't pay your rent with the coffee mug, right?
Correct.
That you get from the place. Yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. So, so you see all the music industry interns too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
There's a lot. I mean, that's part of our thing. I don't know if all majors don't have that, but we do.
Yes.
Like, you have to do it.
Yes.
And before it was kind of crazy because you had to do 360 hours.
Yes.
But now you only have to do 120.
And guess who made that happen?
You made that happen.
Internship policy. And thanks to Eileen Morgan Ziacek for her leadership and mentorship and helping me pass the internship policy.
Yeah. It was not that I don't think... you know, 360 is important, but it was too much.
Too much. Too much labor.
Too much labor, and a lot of those were unpaid.
I would say most.
Yeah, and it's like crazy. You can't, like, students would freak out about it, you know.
Yeah. Let's not do that anymore.
Let's not. And I know we've had, and I think they're interns, we've had them, like, in the music department.
Yeah, well, we have something now that the liberal arts and business started, which is called a student ambassador internship.
So that's an intern. That's like an actual internship.
Yeah, that's students from each department.
Yeah, so we had one who was really awesome. This Madeline, I think.
Blyden.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who
yep.
was awesome because one of her primary goal or jobs, at least from my perspective. Working with them was to help make promotional flyers, which was super fun and very helpful, actually, because normally, once again, not to say that the students shouldn't be doing it, but I don't necessarily think the faculty member of the ensemble should be doing it. Which is what we were doing.
Right.
I was like, I'm making a poster. I was like, what? I'm not like, and not that I don't think it's under my job description, but at the same time, it's like, I already know how to do this.
Yeah.
Like,
if
we're an educational institution, like, the people who should benefit from doing this should be doing this.
Yes.
And if it's not going to be the ensemble that's playing or the performer, then it should be somebody who's getting paid for it.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Which is what is happening now. Mm-hmm. So we have, like, that's a person every semester, I think, that is now The ambassador.
Yes, yeah, in every department in the School of Liberal Arts and Business has one. Yeah,
and
then
they
get together as a cohort. Yes, they are paid.
It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
How far we have come.
Yeah, so proud about that. And we also see about 1,400 or so students in one-on-one appointments for everything ranging from interviewing practice, job searching, general career exploration, resume review.
Sure.
We host events such as networking events, and we collaborate with other offices on events, and we have courses that we offer. Two notable courses for the fall are special topics courses, 2094, and one is in, it's a career exploration with AI Essentials, and the other is Accelerate Your Job Search with AI. So these are going to give students Google specializations in these AI techniques in addition to coursework that's based on career exploration.
Okay. Super cool.
Yeah. So we're here. We're here to see students. We're here to work with you. We're here to work with alumni as well. So those of you graduating, please stay in touch. We're available, and it's our job to work with you. So
yeah, that's awesome.
What's up? Yeah.
And it's interesting because there's all this work going on here in Hunt Union.
Yes.
And you're being displaced or not?
Yes.
Where is
my office is right upstairs from the radio studio.
Okay, so with all that being said, like somebody's around this summer, they said, we want to use your services.
Sure.
What are the best ways to get a hold of you? Number one, through some kind of computer, or two, in person, where will you be?
Right. Career Planning and Networking Center on the intranet, if you're on campus, or doing your web search through the internet. And then
what's the email for that?
The email, you can email career@oneonta.edu.
Okay.
And you can call me 607-436-2696.
There you go.
And we anticipate that the displacement's only going to be for a couple of weeks.
Okay. And where are they displacing you to? The pond? Are you going into the pond? On a boat?
We're going to have our canoes with our laptops.
Sweet.
Out. Yeah. Yep.
Feed the giant koi in there.
Yep. I can't really answer that. I'm not sure where we're going. We're working it out. We're going to work it out by next Monday.
We're working it out.
Yeah.
But y'all can hang out in my office. My office is pretty cool. It has a bunch of like arcade machines in it.
There we go. Right. Just like you're with the gumball machines.
Yeah, just
your
like
home.
My house.
That's, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you could all hang out there.
Yeah. But Teams appointments too.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Teams. Throughout the summer. So if you're not on campus, we can meet with you virtually.
Teams. Yeah. I have like bad flashbacks.
Teams. Did you do the sport thing ever or no?
No, I was just, teams as in like
teams
online
as in,
teams.
Like, right.
Like teams, like the program.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
just
yeah,
from
yeah.
COVID, you know.
Yes.
Every time I see it, I'm like.
PTSD, yeah.
Yeah, so for me, like any kind of online activity in terms of like talking to people,
yeah.
I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Like you got to meet me in person.
Well, we prefer that.
100%. But this, of course, this is what the world is. And it's much easier to talk to somebody who's, in Arizona.
Yeah.
Being like, hey, I need your help. So people should reach out, obviously, to thinking about career opportunities like The Clash Tune. You know,
that's why I brought that.
Yeah, I know. I know, which we can't play. But what's your thoughts on Sandinista? Well, let's talk about Sandinista for just a minute because, like, I love The Clash.
Yeah.
I would say Rope is probably my favorite album.
Okay.
I actually like that. A lot of people think that's not their pick, but I like it.
Yeah.
I love it. Sandinista to me is, I like half of it.
Okay.
I will listen to the whole thing.
Yeah.
I will never turn The Clash off.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Like, I'm not going to turn it off. Yeah. Even a bad Clash, except for that last album where it was, like, just Strummer. And, like, you know, whatever that, the sixth album, whatever that one was. There's something bad after Combat Rock. Right?
Yes. Well, it fell apart, didn't it?
I forgot the name of the album, but What's His Face Left and Started, Big Audio Dynamite.
Mick Jones.
Yeah. But that last album, I don't count.
Right.
It's like
sure.
the five albums.
Sure.
You know? And it was a way to go out. Combat Rock's amazing.
Yes.
That's incredible. Yep. But the Clash are one of those bands I won't turn off. I'm like, oh, sure. That's cool, man. I'll leave it on. So what's your thoughts?
Yeah. Well, Joe Strummer, genius. An inspirational leader, I think, you know, was punk, but punk in the sensibility of political activism and positive coalition building. And I think what you have with, it's funny because I'm like, oh, positive. Anyway, 1980, I mean, I also want to say, yeah, I remember being a teenager and hearing The Clash for the first time and you know, going nuts for all the, you know, 2.5 minute, 3-chord tunes. But 1980, we see, I think, Joe Strummer's international political awareness really awakening vis-a-vis U.S. intervention in Latin America.
Yeah.
And so you have Sandinista. And I think
was that
there
1980?
Was, yeah. The record came out in 1980.
What was the first album? Was 77?
Oh, gosh. I think earlier than that.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think that's what you're seeing here with this double record.
It's a triple record.
Triple record.
Yeah, there's three of them on
there. There are three discs.
That's
on
why.
There. Right.
Yeah, there's three. Oh, yeah. When you have an album, there's three of them. Yeah. That was the big thing. There's the three albums.
Yes.
I think they put it, I think when you add the CD form of it, there was two.
Okay, sure.
But the albums, it's actually three of them.
Yeah.
So it's really crazy.
And it's funny. So I have to say, like, in coming here, I don't have a lot of vinyl at all. But I went to the record shop for the first time in town, and I was like, "Oh, let me just see what they have, just in case." And Sandinista was right there, so I grabbed a copy.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. So, So I think that's what you. There's a lot of tension on Sandinista because you have Mick Jones's tunes, right?
Yep.
Lost in the Supermarket, and also you know, Train in Vain, and all that. But then you have Strummer really pushing his more message based. Critiques.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Like half of it is like
that,
you know?
Yeah. So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, I do like it. I think it out of the five albums, it's the one I listen to least.
Sure, sure.
Because there is some dead wood on it.
Yeah.
You know, as there is whenever you have a, I was talking about this with some other friends of mine, most double albums or triple albums, in my opinion, could probably be longer single albums.
Mm-hmm.
But I get the concept of putting things out that where it's like, oh, cool. Like, you know, what album is this? That's amazing, you know. The Clash.
The Clash. Yeah. All right. Rest in power. Joe Strummer. Lost you too soon.
Yeah. And I'm trying to, who's alive still?
Well, everyone else.
Everyone else is still
alive. Mick
Jones,
Topperhead, and
okay, they're still all alive.
Yeah.
with that being said, here's two more things.
Okay.
That we'll just address.
Mm-hmm.
Top five recent, top five bands in your, not lifetime, just in I would say this year. That you've been kind of listening to. It can be older bands too. Like,
sure.
Give us like five bands that you think are floating around in your brain these days.
Okay, yeah, gladly. Well, Sprints.
Yep, we were going to listen to
Sprints. Listen on your own, folks.
Which is sad.
Carla Chubb, Sprints, Noise Rock from Dublin.
Okay.
Bodega from Brooklyn. Crazy about them.
Okay.
Really fun song making. And they're sort of a sister band to Parquet Courts in a lot of ways. Really great song invention, super fun rhythm guitars specifically. Jacuzzi Boys from Miami. They've been really exciting to me, and I'm super into them. Let's see. I'm going to give a shout out somewhat locally to a little cluster of bands in and around the Troy area. The Abysmals.
Oh, yeah.
The Jagaloons. The Sugar Holes.
Yeah, the Jagaloons are good friends of mine. I play a bunch of gigs with them.
Yeah,
like,
they're fun.
Oh, they're goofy,
really,
man.
Fun and totally goofy and great.
Have you heard the Mexican food-themed EP of theirs?
No.
It's called Run to the... walk, don't run to the border.
Okay.
Or run, don't walk to the border, you know, right. as a play on not only Taco Bell, but also the Ventures, Walk, Don't Run.
Sure,
But it's like, so it's like four, it's an EP of like four Taco Bell themed
songs. Oh my gosh, that's great.
Songs. They're that's awesome. Hilarious. They just won best like local band at the Eddie's, which I think is like the Capital District.
Oh, wow.
Like
okay.
Original Band Awards. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
They're amazing. I play shows, at least one show a year with them mm-hmm. and have been mm-hmm. for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And they're super fun to hang out with, too, like besides just playing. And the Abysmals I saw open up for John Spencer.
Okay, yeah. Blues Love John Spencer. Yeah, who, seen John Spencer a lot.
Have you seen him at No Fun, too?
I did.
Yeah.
Which is, he kind of blew the walls off that place. This
Hell
was,
yeah.
Last time I saw him, and this is the other band I wanted to mention, are the Bobby Lees. He was playing with the drummer and that incredible bass player from the Bobby Lees. I don't know her name.
Yeah,
but.
So Mackie St. Hubbin, who is the drummer, was the drummer for one of my student bands, Firing Squad, up here.
Okay.
So I met Mackie when Mackie was in high school.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, who is this crazy, really tall, red-haired, beast behind the drums?
Because
he was in this crazy metal band.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden somebody was like, oh, he's playing with John Spencer. And I was like, John Spencer? Like, I saw John Spencer in the 90s.
Right.
Like, that was the last time I saw it.
I know.
When,
as many of us did.
Was
like,
Orange?
Wow.
When that came out. Like, that was when I saw him.
Yeah.
Last.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? He's playing Troy. That was the first time he played at No Fun. And I was like, and Mackie St. Hubbins is playing drums?
Yeah.
I was like, no.
So I was there. Yeah, Parker and I were there. It was like February... To 2024
exactly.
So I
was there being like, but the Abysmals opened up for that.
Well, I think it was I don't think they did. Well, who did?
It
wasn't Cheesy Snacks. They opened up for Bad Nerves. That was incredible too.
I thought it was them.
It could have been. Yeah, it could have been.
Maybe I'm wrong, but I saw the Abysmals there. I don't know who they opened up, but I thought it was. But
I know they opened for Tropa Magica, I think, the Abyss. I think that's the first time I saw them. Or no, maybe it was Mystery Lights. And by the way, Mystery Lights are playing in a festival that some friends of mine, and you probably know them, Diana and Chris McShane, and Diana's from Uncle Shake.
Yeah, Uncle Shake.
They're organizing a festival called Bucolic Valley Music Festival. It's August 22nd at the West Courtright Center.
Yeah, I saw this online.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Talk about running and not walking to get your tickets, and you can get those at the West Courtright Center website. Yeah.
Cool.
Yep.
The Bobby Lees, though.
Yeah, Bobby Lees.
I didn't realize they were that big because they just sold out, or they're playing at Irving.
They're playing at Irving, and this just in, tickets go on sale Friday morning. They're playing at the Bearsville Theater.
I saw that. Yeah. No, I saw that this morning, too, because I follow, like I said, Mackie. So, I was like, oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. And I guess they live around maybe Kingston area?
Yeah.
That's
where they're from.
Yeah. Super excited about that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't realize they were that big.
I know, me either.
I had no idea. Maybe it was an online thing that recently got them, pumped up. But I don't know. I guess they've been big for a while.
Their history definitely precedes mine in terms of, living in this area. But, it was at that John Spencer show that I first even became aware of them.
And they're super cool.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah, super fun.
So that's something to look forward to, everybody.
Yeah, okay. So here we go. Last thing. Top five places to eat in Oneonta.
Ooh. Okay.
And you're on your watch here, right?
Okay. Dazzo's.
That's my neck of the woods.
Yeah. Dazzo's. Going to give it to Dazzo's.
The creme brulee is really good.
Is it?
Have you had the creme brulee?
I know. I've had the pot de creme, and that is quite great, but I have not had. Okay. I'll try that next time.
Okay. Dazzo's.
Love me some Depot.
The Depot.
Love me.
I always forget about
Depot.
The Depot, but it's there and it's good. The garbage wings are amazing.
Yes, garbage all the way.
Garbage all the way.
Pretty happy with Guadalajara, new Mexican place on Main Street.
I was there last night.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Guadalajara won't do, but it will do. I'm just singing that from Steely Dan. It was good. I had, here's the thing is, if I can go somewhere and get a tamale.
Yes.
I'll go.
Yes.
Right, which you can get at Azul, too, which is great.
So, okay. But,
I love tamales, and they're hard to find around here. Mm-hmm. So it was good.
Yeah.
It was, I got a tamale, and the mole sauce was good. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
Does coffee, can we talk, does coffee count as food? I think it does.
It does.
Going to give it up to Baked and Brewed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they're amazing.
Yeah. Yep.
And the food there is pretty good, too.
Food's pretty good.
Yeah, food is pretty good.
That's
four. What do we got for five?
And then I'm going to say Sandoz. So I'm going to say Sammy's. Yeah, for Sandoz. And those homemade potato chips.
Oh, Wise Guys?
Wise Guys.
Wise Guys. Yeah. Sammy's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wise Guys. Yeah. Sammy's.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. Get some potato chips and a sandwich comes with it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a sandwich comes with it.
Yeah.
The owner, Mike, and I worked together for years at the Autumn because I used to cook at the Autumn.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay.
20 years?
Yeah. Speaking of another, of course, Autumn and B-Side, thank you very much for all you do. Yeah.
Yeah, Wayne's
100%,
awesome.
100%.
That's who I'm working with doing all this house stuff is Wayne. Wayne, if you're out there, I'm going to be at the house soon, sanding my life away.
With his Benadryl or whatever you need to
I just gave up on the Benadryl.
Right. Okay.
Just doing it.
Yeah.
You know.
Muscling through.
I'm muscling through on hump day. I forgot it's hump day, everybody.
It is, yeah.
We all love a good hump day.
Yep.
It's always a fun thing. Okay, everybody out there in Radio Land, I am super sad that, once again, I can't play any songs. I mean, I could, but I refuse to play digital music, so I'm not playing anything.
How about you tell us what you would have... How about we say what we would have played, and maybe people can...
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was going to start with Hello, Hooray. Alice Cooper off of Billion Dollar Babies, which is a great song. I love Alice Cooper. I've been really on an Alice Cooper kick for the past couple months, buying some of the original albums when it was the band Alice Cooper, not the name. I don't know if you know that about Alice Cooper. The first seven albums, like the band's called Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
And then and then with Welcome to My Nightmare, that was, I think, the first, like, Alice Cooper, like, he took the moniker for him. It wasn't that way before. Like, he wasn't called Alice Cooper.
Okay.
The band was called Alice Cooper.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of an interesting thing. But those first seven albums are, like, really good, like, super fun.
Yeah.
That was the only other thing I brought with me was Television, the first Television album. Which I was going to play something off of that if you didn't have anything. Because Marquee Moon's a great album.
Marquee Moon.
The problem is some of the songs are a little longer, you know what I mean, for ladies.
Yeah, it's always a problem when they do that.
Yeah, Tom's cool. Tom Verlaine's cool.
Absolutely.
So that was for me. So name three songs that you would have liked to play if we could have.
Sprints, Up and Comer.
Okay.
And just saw them at Johnny Brenda's in February. Saw them also at Music Hall Williamsburg.
That's a great venue.
Just unbelievable performer and, woman-fronted, Carla Chubb-fronted punk rock band from Dublin. I was going to play a song called Superstar from the Carpenters.
Yeah.
But they didn't write it. Leon Russell wrote it.
Yeah.
And I was going to ask people to, you know, maybe check out Sonic Youth's version of it, too, which is quite astounding.
What album's that on, you know?
Of Sonic Youth? Oh, gosh, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what album they put it on, but quite astounding. I was going to play, and I'm kind of limited to the one record that that Parker, thank you very much, Parker, lent me. And then what I found in the record shop, and I found this Marianne Faithfull record, and I was going to play their cover of The First Time I Saw Your Face.
Wow.
And I think it's, you know, of course, Dionne Warwick's version. It's kind of cute, Marianne Faithfull's version. It's worth a listen, everybody. Give her a chance.
All right. This is a eclectic.
Yeah. And then... Ali Bambaya, which is a Zaire chant from Rumble in the Jungle Muhammad Ali took out George Foreman.
Yeah.
And that, found that one in Bushwick at that great East Bushwick and on Mezzerol, that great record shop there. And then finally, favorite American filmmaker Jim Jarmusch's band Squirrel.
Yep.
I was going to play, I have a signed copy of... Silver Haze is the name of the record, and I was going to play a track from there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so on the last, here's the last thing. Favorite Jim movie? Is it I'm down gonna, by law?
No, I'm actually going to give it to...
Where are you going?
Oh, my gosh, it's so difficult. Probably...
Was he Blue Velvet, too? No.
No, he was, that David was, Lynch. Yeah, that He's was Lynch. Down by law. He's Mystery Train.
Mystery
He's
Train, that's what... Yeah. Okay.
Ghost Dog. He's... Only Lovers Left Alive.
Yep.
And he's Stranger Than Paradise. And probably, it kind of depends on what mood I'm in. If I'm feeling sort of romantical, I'll give it to Only Lovers Left Alive. And his recent one, Father, Mother, Sister, Brother, some organization of those words, is quite excellent too.
Okay.
Then we can't forget The Dead Don't Die, which is his funny zombie movie made in Margaretville and Fleischmann's.
Fleischmann's. So I'm looking at the list of movies right now. So I would say my two, or my big one is Coffee and Cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
Which I love.
Yeah.
And then Dead Man.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Which I also really like.
Sure.
And it was the soundtrack is really what, there's Neil Young.
Yes.
Just by himself, like kind of by himself
oh
doing that.
Oh my God. And gorgeous guitar work.
The movie's okay.
Yeah.
Like it's a good movie.
Yeah.
But
it's fun watching Johnny Depp die. Just kidding.
It is.
Sort of.
But yeah, in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not really. We saw our Johnny Depp. Kind of, are we? No. I don't know.
Yeah. What? Just moving on to Neil Young's great guitar
That's
work.
That's correct.
Neil Young's great guitar work. I mean, talk about, just doing enough, not overdoing it.
Correct. Neil Young's one of those feel guitar players, not necessarily like people go, do you really like his solos? I'm just like, no, but they're fitting.